What kind of mental health support do children with diabetes need?
I think I became aware that, as I said earlier, that diabetes in children and in adults imposes enormous psychological demands on people. I became aware of this, you know, right at the beginning of setting up the children's clinic in Bristol. And I think it has been shown now in good scientific studies that the type of insulin you take, the insulin regime you're on, has very little effect overall on diabetic control. Much more important is the way that you use different insulins, and therefore the way in which you manage the diabetes, you manipulate the insulin, you change the insulin, you adjust the insulin and food, depends on your confidence, on your emotional stability, on family help, on issues which are to do with the psychological background of a child or young person. Now, therefore, because I have to say that increasingly in our society there has probably been rather less support for many children at home with broken families and difficulties within families, difficulties in education, that more and more one has realised that many children, many parents need a great deal of emotional support and counselling in helping them to get through what is this very, very difficult disorder of disease of diabetes, and to cope with it and manage it well. So ideally, I think within any specialist clinic, we ought to have the help and support of a psychologist or child psychiatrist or a good counsellor to deal with these issues. But unfortunately, here in Leicester, for instance, I've struggled really hard to try and get specialist help like this and failed miserably, because either they just don't exist, such specialist people, or there is no money to appoint them. And unfortunately, this has applied throughout the whole of the UK. I think the latest figures were that only about 22% of clinics have specialist help from mental health professionals. This is very different from on the continent, where in countries such as Holland and Denmark and Sweden, they have much heavier help, much more positive help from mental health professionals to help in their specialist clinics such as diabetic clinics. And this is one of the major disappointments, I think. So if we were unable to have help from specialists in the mental health services, what did we do? Well, I guess a great deal of our clinic time was taken up not only with the nurses and an excellent dietitian who had a psychology degree, and myself struggling really to help parents come to terms in psychological, emotional terms with the difficulties of managing diabetes. But this, in many ways, is inadequate. What is really needed are specialist mental health workers like psychologists who can teach us as medical specialists, nursing specialists, the best ways of coping with psychological problems in the parents and children that we're dealing with.